More on that through the morning. Perhaps not. Taylor Adams has got plenty of time for all those shenanigans now because he won't be playing footy for a bit. He's got a dodgy knee. And he joins us in the inner sanctum of the Magpies this morning. Good morning, Taylor.
Good morning. That is some start. Thanks, Whitey, for that.
You're a Mass fan,
oh,
Tay?
I feel so enlightened. Thank you.
You a Mass fan?
No, absolutely
no,
not.
No.
There's no way he's
no,
a Mass fan.
No, I'm not. I'm not.
Never had time for that garbage.
I am not. Just that's it.
That's
I am
pretty,
not.
Pretty adamant, isn't he? How are you, mate? How are you feeling? Because that dodgy knee doesn't look too fantastic.
Nah, I'm all right. Yeah, obviously it's disappointing and frustrating and... I was a bit upset on Saturday night after the game, and after I was told on the down in the rooms during the game that I won't be going back out there, and that it's I'd sustained a significant injury. So, but I'm all right. Look, there's I probably lucky to get away with just a medial. Looking back at the vision of the big fella falling on my knee, it was wasn't a really great place for me to be, and I was probably lucky.
So as you come off and you know you've done something and it hurts a bit, do you start to think the worst? Take us into that little moment.
I thought, I've never done an ACL. Touch wood. But from what I've heard, it's almost like immediate pain and then not a lot of pain.
Okay.
And sort of hear / feel it pop, which I did in my knee. And I was sitting on the ground for 5 or so seconds and I just thought, yep, that's my ACL gone, and I got up to run, and it felt really loose. And the pain sort of, went away really quickly, which isn't usually a good sign. And, thank God it wasn't an ACL. The doc was really quick to rule that out. Once we're down in the rooms, he did the ACL test, infamous ACL test, and told me that felt stable and that the medial was quite loose.
So what do you just... wait for direction? Are you saying to the doctor, am I okay? Is it an ACL? Like, are you panicking? What were you like when you went down there?
Yeah, I was panicking. I knew it was bad. I knew it was bad. I knew I'd done something, whether it was an ACL, PCL, medial. I knew it was something significant. Given the feeling when it actually happened, I felt like something had torn inside my knee. The doc, the first thing that he did was, Ruben, he did the ACL test.
Are you panicking? What's going through your mind at the time when he's doing that test? I mean,
I was just, hoping that it's not the worst, praying that it's not, not going to be the worst outcome. But that, happened so quickly. Within 20 seconds of being in the little bunker downstairs, he cleared me of an ACL, effectively, given the scan, but they're 99% sure. After that, they move I'm not too familiar with the anatomy, but the knee forward and backwards, and that gives a good sign that the ACL is intact. And then he bent my knee inwards, and given the mechanism of what happened, it was always going to have an impact on my medial.
What about Brody? How does he feel in that situation?
Good question.
The big dude fell across your leg, as you said. It looked
stupid, bloody Brody.
Pretty horrific when you see it. But what's it like for an athlete when you injure your own teammate? How did he approach that?
Well, he started by giving me a lift back from the MCG to the club, which was nice of him. And he's you wouldn't believe it. He was actually driving his partner's car, and it was a little Toyota Yaris. It was so funny when he picked me up, and it was. It was just great.
Big man in a little car.
He's a big man in a little car.
How did that go with the knee bending into a little car
that? Sure, that was tough. It was real tough. No, it was fine. It was not his fault. It was unavoidable.
It definitely is, but he's still done it.
I'm sure he would feel bad somewhat, but... it is what it is.
Yeah, and you move on. What about last couple of days for you after you've had a bit of a look at from the doctors? What's happened next? Is it scans? Yeah. How do you work through that process of what happens next for you? Because I know there was a surgeon's appointment too to discuss that.
Yeah, scans first thing on Sunday morning, and it sort of just reconfirmed what the doc had thought. No ACL, a high-ish grade medial strain. Booked in to see the surgeon and saw him is it Monday, and he cleared me of surgery. So they basically just make a decision on how gappy the knee is, so how much the knee moves inwards. And yeah, fortunately, my knee was stable enough that it didn't require surgery. I've got a brace on that restricts a lot of movement. Obviously, no twisting or reoccurring of that inwards movement. So I was really fortunate. You know, it's you never want to go under the knife, and you have to go through that. So I was really happy.
You're in here looking like RoboCop with his brace on your on your leg at the moment. How long are you in that for, and what's the prognosis after that?
Yeah, 3 weeks in this. To be completely honest, I haven't asked too many questions. 3 weeks at best. Yep. So we'll get through the next 3 weeks, reassess it with the surgeon, and hopefully this comes off and I can, you know, start progressing my rehab a bit further.
So we keep hearing 10 weeks. Is that what you've been told?
Yep. That's about where it sits right now.
Yep.
Okay. You know, it can change. Probably unlikely to become, you know, any less than 8, but it can definitely become more.
Okay, so that basically gives you the back half of the season still. So yep. It's not, you know, whilst it's disappointing and you want to be out there and you're one of the leaders and the best players to the Magpies in a trying situation at the moment, and not ideal, but you get to play the back end of the season. So there's a fair bit to look forward to, I suppose, still.
Absolutely. I'm really optimistic about return to play and about having an impact this year. It's still plenty. You know, the thing that if it was last year and you missed 8 to 10 weeks and you'd already played 3, then there's not a lot of footy left.
Yeah, that's true.
So,
yeah.
The season's really long. We've got real depth through our side. We think that, you know, obviously Finlay McRae is going to come in and play his first game, which is I'm super excited about. So, you know, it's not all doom and gloom. You know, I'll be fine. I've got other things in my life that are going to keep me occupied. I was very close to getting on the plane to go to Perth. I was actually on the plane and the doctor pulled me off the plane yesterday, saying it wouldn't be great for my knee. So I'll be around the boys as much as I possibly can, and still contributing to the team. You know, in a role that doesn't require me to run around and get kicks, marks, or handballs.
Is that difficult because of the fact that you had the 1-3 start, and you know the inevitable pressure comes on the Collingwood Football Club because it is the Collingwood Football Club, and you as a leader can't be out there to try and fix it? Does that make it harder, the timing of the injury?
Yeah, I think it does. I was really looking forward to getting over to Perth, regardless of what happened last week. Missing any footy sucks. We're in a position now where we're 1-3, and things aren't going as well as we would have liked them to be. So, we've been in this position before where we've had to travel away against a really quality team, and you know, not just last year, but in previous years, and you know, it's been backs against the wall sort of stuff. And you know, we had a great review the game, reviewed our start to the season really strongly over the last 2 days. It's a short turnaround, 6 days. I'd love to be going over there to play, but I still had an impact on Monday. You know, we had to work through a lot of things.
I was just going to say, let's go there. If you've reviewed the first 4 weeks, because we're reviewing you from the outside, and the media are down there visiting you at training as you're walking in, all that sort of thing, because of the 1-3 start. You're also one kick away from a 2-2 start after the siren as well. Mm. So putting things into perspective, how do you think your first four weeks have been? Put us there. What do you think?
It's been really inconsistent. The thing that we reviewed and we're really strong on was finding our identity again and coming back to what makes us a really good football side and what has worked in the past. Plainly and simply, it's based around contest and pressure. And I've been on this show a lot now, and I reckon I've said those words a heap. But there's something that, given you know all the circumstances that have changed around football this year, you know the man on the mark rule, longer quarters, all the space, everyone's scoring more, blah blah blah. The two things that you can't win games of football without are contest and pressure. And we've been a really great side at that. We've been top four for contest and pressure for the last 3 or 4 years. And to start the season, I think we're 9th in contested possessions, and our tackle efficiency is ridiculously low. So it starts there.
So is that a reflection of the way the game's changed or a reflection of your group?
Nah, our group for sure, because we've done it at times. You know, we did it for a large part against Brisbane. We matched a really good contest and pressure team.
Yep.
And were able to play some really good football. Again, inconsistently, we dropped away in the last quarter. Against the Giants, we were really poor in the first half. Third quarter was a significant increase, and then we tackled it about 44% in the last quarter against the Giants. So, and Carlton, we did it pretty much all game. So, it's definitely our group. And we focused on it. The guys had a really good session yesterday, and we know that to be competitive against West Coast in Perth, you just have to bring that. If you don't bring that, you may as well not get on the plane.
So contest and pressure, that's something that you talk about a lot. Another thing that you talk about is sticking to the process and backing that in and believing in that.
Mm-hmm.
Is that still the case, or are there some tweaks that need to be made because you're not able to put the pressure on in the way you'd like to? Is that a processing, or do you think it's just a real intent thing?
Oh, there's definitely method to it. There's method, there's compliance to role. It can be a mindset. So, you know, we've probably focused on other things this preseason in order to make us a bit better team. And for whatever reason, it may have meant that our focus hasn't been as heavily on that contest and pressure. And it definitely has dropped away. So, it was more of a realignment. We, we don't feel like we're too far away.
Mm.
It's just against, you know, really good teams. They make you pay, and that happened to us on the weekend. Like we controlled the game for a majority of the game. You know, that's on the scoreboard didn't seem like that, but out there felt like we were in complete control. And you know, they played 5 or 10 minutes of really good footy in patches, and were able to score really quickly. You know, start of the third, majority of the first half, we felt like the ball was in our half of the ground. They defended really well. And yeah, speaking to one of their guys after the game, it was I won't name the name just in case he gets in trouble by the coaches. But they focused on, according to him, was to bring that contest and pressure. And if they did that, they'd be in the game.
Mm.
So we didn't match it. And you know, when we did, we were really competitive.
What it spoke about the pressure that comes on you because you're Collingwood. That's just what happens. Is that frustrating? Or do you feel like that happens to every club? Does it happen more to you? What's that like? Because in some ways for me, I feel like, here we go again, Collingwood cops it because there's been a couple of losses.
What does it feel like? It's probably different for all different players because, like, for me, it doesn't really affect me. For younger guys, you know, walking in and seeing 4 or 5 cameras and, you know, all the amount of media that attended Bucks' press conference and attend our training sessions, that sort of thing, may have an effect. For me, it's sort of war of ducks back. I feel like most teams have been under some sort of pressure this year, apart from, you know, the top 3 or 4. St Kilda have had heaps of pressure on them. Carlton, there's
the Cats.
There's
plenty.
That's just Giants. Footy nowadays. Mm. Like, and yeah, Giants. Like, the thing about it is you can change it with 1 week of really good footy. So, you know, we're coming off a really disappointing round one. We play better in round two, and all of a sudden we're back in contention. So you can, as a player, it's up to you to read into the media as much as you don't want to or as much as you want to. The important thing is that we stay connected as a group. And that, like you said before, we do believe in what we can do. Mm. And we know that our style of football works when we play it effectively. And that is seriously the most important thing.
So, I mean, Nathan Buckley obviously had his press conference yesterday and was asked these similar questions. But from a player's perspective, a leader's perspective, and you know, it's from our text messages that come through, calls, etc., there's a few familiar threads. One is you've got to move the ball quicker. Is that spoken about internally, or is that not true? What do you have to say about that one? It's very simple.
Yeah, it's simple. I think we can definitely move the ball quicker. There's a lot that goes into that, though. It's not just move the ball quicker. You know, Nick Haynes was starting on a wing on the weekend and running back and playing as a seventh defender. So if you want us to kick the ball long to Nick Haynes, who's, you know, top three intercept mark in the competition, then we'll lose by more than what we did. So I can understand the frustration from our supporters and people that watch. As I said, I reckon if you saw us bring that intensity and that pressure and that contest from right from the get-go that we brought in the second half of the third quarter and we lost, you go, all right, well, the guys had a crack. But the fact that we didn't bring that for the majority of the game, to me, and watching the last quarter, that's the most disappointing thing.
Okay. Darcy Moore.
Yeah.
Forward or back?
I actually didn't see training yesterday, so I'm not sure exactly where he trained. There's definitely been discussion about whether he goes forward. You know, we're still a couple of days out from the game, and today's actually a day off, so I'm not exactly sure where the big fella's going to start. No, he's an All-Australian back. He's pretty good down there. So I think if it does eventuate where he goes forward, the decision obviously won't be taken lightly. It'd be taking him out of his primary role where he's been so effective for us in the first four rounds. So I'd probably say start back.
And the other one is playing the kids and not having the faith in a lot of the players that played in the grand final. We've spoken about this as well, so it's not something that's just, you know, come from Collingwood fans.
Yep.
That it's time to rejuvenate and play some of the younger players.
Yeah, that's not the way we do it. That's not the way that we have ever done it. You don't just give kids games because they're high draft picks. That's as simple as that. As soon as you get to the club, your draft pick, whenever you went, becomes irrelevant. So there's 45 guys or 46 guys that are available for selection every week, and they're all picked off the back of their form, their training form, the way that they've performed in AFL and VFL. And that's, we've done that for a number of years. Guys have earned their right to play. You know, Chris Mayne was made to earn his right to play. Levi Greenwood, who'll definitely play this week, a full game. He was made to earn his right to play. I can understand that there's a lot of excitement around our young talent. We've got plenty of it. Those guys are still on their journeys. We've seen three. We're going to see our third debutante this week. Ollie Henry had a great preseason, earned his right to play. Bo McCreary played his role in the twos, trained really well, earned his right to play, and now Finlay's done the same thing. So that's the way that we've handled it at the football club for as long as I've been there, and I don't think that's going to change anytime soon.
That was real sort of vice captain talk there from Taylor. You could see, I just felt like I was a young player thinking, I need a game. It's like, you proved to me that you need a game.
He saw you coming a mile away.
That was good. I liked it. You got real vice captain sort of mode going.
You'd hate to see if I was captain then.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, but it's
I like that.
It's one of those conversations. I mean, it's a great point. The number you come in to the club with is, once you're in the doors, it actually doesn't matter. Now, clearly, the higher you go, there is more speculation pressure from an outside perspective. But once you're in, that's your chance. And you've got to build from there. So I like that philosophy. And Bucks was saying yesterday that he'll play the kids when they're bloody good and ready.
what he said?
Well, I don't think he said bloody. He said good and ready, I think.
Yeah.
I'll read the quote shortly. But that was the headline of the paper I read. So something like that. So similar sort of trade that you've got to earn your spot. You know, just get a free hit. Is there going to be a time, though, do you think, and this is one of the conversations we've been having this week, Tay, that a time in the next couple of weeks where you work out what's possible for this season? Like, is there a raft around eight, and is that a chance to indicate what you are for 2021 and whether or not you need to start to look forward or you live in the moment? Is there a time, do you reckon, at the club that it'll happen?
I haven't thought about that for one second yet.
You probably haven't.
That insinuates that we're you don't rate us and that we're not going to.
Well, that's one of the, but it's a conversation that you have to have in, yeah. In match committee. We'll be having. Okay, so let's play a game for a second, purely hypothetical. After round eight, you're 3-5.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so the season's a long way from being over. So you live in the moment and you work towards being better at the back end of the season and qualifying for finals. Worst case scenario, you're 1-7.
Yep.
You're under the pump. What happens then from there is the conversation that will be happening. These are the things that happen.
Yeah, no, I don't think the philosophy changes. Like, to play kids prematurely can be really detrimental.
Mm.
So, I dare say, and I'm not in match committee, but I dare say we'll pick the best 22 every week to go out there and get the job done. You know, the way we see it is it's not as bad as what everyone's saying. So, like I'm optimistic about my injury, I'm optimistic about what we can do. As I said, there's plenty of footy to go. You know, this it'd be a very different conversation if we go over to Perth this week and have a win. So,
well, it's possibly different if you beat Brisbane. That's 2-2.
Yeah. So we're focused on doing that. We know that we can do it. We've done it before. We're closer than what people think. We've just got to fine-tune a few things and you know, get back to what's made us a really competitive side over the last 3 years.
So that was my next question. You have had great success on the road, particularly backs against the wall, and particularly in Perth. You've been able to get over there and do great things against Freo or West Coast, depending on who it was, more often than not West Coast. What's the secret to travelling to Perth and performing at your best? Because you've done it better than most teams, I reckon, in the last 10 years.
Yeah, that's a good question. I think for this week, and probably similar to the final last year over there, it was just narrowing our focus and you know, being really confident in and I guess connected in what we need to do. And for us, as I said, it's going to be based on that contest and pressure. You know, they're a pretty stacked team all over the ground.
Yep.
You know, extremely good midfield team, strong up forward, strong down back. So, you know, we want to make it a real fight. And that's where it starts, contest and pressure all over the ground. And that doesn't, yeah, when I say contest and pressure, you think probably stoppage. But for us, you know, we've been beaten in way too many one-on-ones in front of the ball. Our back 50 have probably held up, our D50, we've probably held up a lot better than anywhere else on the ground. So, we just need to fix a few things up. Our mindset will be that. We want to make this a fight. You know, try to take the crowd out of it early and play the game on our terms.
I must admit, watching the game, the St Kilda West Coast game on the weekend, I'd be really positive and energetic if I was a Collingwood supporter, that you saw what happened. You've mentioned this Monday, I reckon it was, Whitey, where West Coast almost went missing when the Saints really brought the heat.
And they melted.
They melted. So I'd be, if that's the focus, if contest and pressure is the focus for Collingwood this week, and you've seen what's happened on the weekend to West Coast against St Kilda, you'd be pretty bullish about your chances, wouldn't you?
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, no, it's that's exactly how we see it. It's exactly how we see it.
Right. So, are you in the coach's box? Not going to Perth this week, but
no.
Do you sit in the coach's box ever?
Yeah, I was planning on getting over there and sitting in the coach's box, or even you know, considering this is going to be long term, potentially getting on the bench.
Yep.
So, it's been ruled out for this week, so we'll work through it next week and see where I end up. But ideally, I'd like to sit on the bench and be there for, you know, to give advice and be a bit of a sounding board when guys come to the bench and, you know, real time, feels like you're still involved.
Hold up the big signs that says one or two.
And you guys still don't know what that means.
No. were you serious before when you said you were pulled off the plane? Or were you... Is that a literal thing?
No. I had a seat.
Right.
And then I was told...
I'm like, were you physically on the plane?
No, the boys aren't flying out till... tonight and tomorrow morning. So we
that'd be a rough exit.
That would be real tough.
Is that handcuffed? No.
The feds come onto the plane.
Figuratively speaking.
You're out.
That'd be real stiff.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't be happy about that. That's a long drive home. Oh, really grumpy drive home, that is. Imagine that. That is not ideal. Who's the best team in footy at the moment, Tase?
Oh, that's a great question. I'm loving watching Sydney play at the moment. I don't think they're the best team. I think the Tigers are still the best team. They've played Sydney, who are absolutely flying, and they've gone over to Adelaide and played Port and just got pipped. And I think Port, Port, Richmond, West Coast, Sydney at the moment are probably four or five.
Okay, all right. It's good to say.
Did you have much of a chance different to teams. Keep an eye on the MRO and the tribunal and how that's played out over the last couple of days? I know you've been a bit busy.
No. What's happened?
Oh.
Well, the bump's front and centre.
Yeah. No, I did. I saw that there was...
And
there
the clarity around how that sits.
And who was the player that got cleared?
Ben Cunnington got cleared last night.
Yeah.
He got fined.
It's
cleared.
The tail's better be busy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. And as I said, I think you've had a couple of other things on.
But it leads to that, like, as they're talking about within the club about not just choosing not to bump, just tackling or just getting out of the way? Is that a discussion?
We haven't had that discussion yet. I think players know, though, like, if you do choose to bump, there's, and, you know, football, it's so hard to control everything that happens, you know, given that it's a game that requires 360 vision. And if there is any contact to the head, then it's an automatic weak, pretty much.
Yep.
So, yeah, I think as a team, we know that it's a risky move, and we prefer to tackle anyway. If you can bump, you can probably tackle. Yep. So, you've got to be really careful with what you do. You don't want guys missing games of football for making a really silly split second decision.
You talk about that contest and pressure. Is there a risk of that being a massive focus and then something going? Because it is. It's such a small decision and quick decision you have to make in the moment. Is there? Does that heighten that, or do you think you're really clear even when that is the main focus?
No, I think that's the main focus for most teams most weeks.
Yeah.
So, we've done it for 3 years, and I can't remember the last time a Collingwood player was rubbed out for a head high bump. So it's or a dangerous tackle or whatever. So it's I feel like the risks of that are quite small. As I said, it's the focus of most teams. So. One a week's not too bad across 18 teams.
What's lined up on Netflix? What have you got coming your way with a bit of downtime?
Not a lot, actually. I've got a bit of uni on at the moment, so I'm tucking into that. But no, I'm not a massive TV watcher. If I watch anything, it's usually the sport. So I've watched the Masters replay a couple of times. And that is just the best tournament in the world.
Oh, God. You've watched the replay a couple of times, haven't you?
Did Matsuyama win every time?
He did.
He nearly didn't.
He nearly could not to.
Well, you got some time to watch a few more replays of that, Tay. Yes. Great to have you in, mate. Good luck with the recovery and the injury. We'll chat to you along the way as well.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you having me.
One of the greats, Taylor Adams, with us in the inner sanctum of the Magpies. Dodgy knee and all, he'll be back bigger and better than ever. And the Pies, pressure and contest against the Eagles this week. Let's look out for that and the build-up to that game. We'll get to a break. Back with more shortly on The Breakfast Club.